Live with Michael Basham. Michael Basham, hey, let's do the William Ramsey style interview. So I'll just go like this. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Michael Basham on Michael Basham Investigates. Today, my guest, Johnny McMahon, is going to take us into the Spirit Force, as you've already heard. My wife, Jennifer, is sitting beside me, and she said that it's like a mantra. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Johnny?
Well, I just I thought that we could get on here and talk about the new website and the new mission and the new project and the new thing, the new force. You're putting together thespiritforce.com. Thespiritforce.com. Once again, that's thespiritforce.com. Thespiritforce.com. Michael Basham, have you ever heard of thespiritforce.com?
Not until yesterday, because that's when we finally got the domain, and I want to thank you for hosting it and for all the other projects that we've done that are like kind of living in the projects right now, but we're gonna devote time to them. The Fringe Panda. And obviously, just hundreds of ideas that we've had that are floating around. But this is going to be for the listeners. This is going to be for the audience to hopefully implement more of a foundation of faith while going out there into the very fringe of the fringe of the fringe, which was the whole concept of the Spirit Wars from the beginning. And I figured, like, Spirit Force, Spirit Wars, all of it kind of comes down to Star Wars. We had to get the domain with the in the front, but that actually fits because then it's the Force, Spirit, the Force of the Spirit Force, you know?
Yes.
So somehow that all worked out, so.
Oh, and you know what? I got you going through the effects, so sing it for me. Sing it with me. Spirit Force.
Oh, yeah.
Spirit Force is strong with this one.
Oh, wait, that was Darth Vader.
Spirit Force. Bum, 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 bum. I don't know. It's in my head. So the Spirit Force.
I heard, as it were, many voices crying out from the universe. I had a dream last night of a UFO. It was so vivid, I tried to take a video of it, and it started shooting down all these little purple lasers all over the Earth, and then they turned into like these little globlets of light that would dance around and interface with people. It was really vivid. I don't know what it meant, but I think we're on to something, because, you know, the Air Force, the Navy, they're starting to acknowledge the presence of UFOs. All of our shows on the Fringe Radio Network are all talking about this, pretty much everybody. That it's disclosure. You know, L.A. Marzulli's talking about it. Basil and Gons are talking about it. Other shows, my show, we're just fascinated with this. So the concept is to get you guys linked up in the spirit to just, even if you're a busy, hardworking family guy, you know, or gal, or child, or just a video game playing dude, or gal, or child, in your sleep, in your spirit, you can engage in spiritual warfare. I have in my hand, we got a Kindle, and I got Derek Prince, Baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to use this for the intro to this whole thing. But first of all, Johnny, I just wanted to know, what made you want to get behind the Spirit Force? Because I was surprised. I thought you were just going to be like, what? This is dumb. Why are you doing that? This just doesn't make sense. Why would you jump into this here, Spirit Force, Johnny?
Oh, because, well, I was saved in a snake bite Pentecostal church in an April morning in 1985. And I just, I mean, that's where I came from. I mean, I was saved on the altar, dude. People were like rolling around on the floor. Dude, I had like 10 guys on the altar there with their hands on me, speaking in tongues. And I had people, there were people like twitching and stuff, and people like, there wasn't any holy laughter, but you know, there was like people, it was insane, dude. If you saw it, it was insane. So that I came from that. That's where I came from. I was saved in a super, super spirit force church. And it's always stuck with me. I have good plain vanilla doctrine because I've, you know, been through the Bible several times with J. Vernon McGee and then Steve Gregg and a lot of the most real conservative Bible teachers. So my doctrine is really plain vanilla, but I can't forget where I came from, you know. I came from that spirit thing, and I wanted to get behind you and help you launch it because, I mean, it's gonna be important in these end times.
Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit, whatever God does. I mean, here's the verse, you know, if the Lord is behind it, then no man can stand against it. If it's of man, it will come to nothing, which is what most ministries I've seen, they've come to naught. But sometimes you have people that have fought for something in the spirit and it was taken away prematurely. And so why I'm holding in my hand this warning from Derek Prince, when you're getting into this, it's, you know how people will like join the military and be like, oh, cool, it's going to be like video games. I'm going to learn how to shoot stuff. Well, this is the real thing. You know, when you have spiritual warfare going on, you know, you can fall and break your leg at weird random times. There's car accidents that happen. There's people sue you. You know, weird things come out of nowhere. And that's why if you're serious about joining the Spirit Force, it's really wherever the Holy Spirit's going. That's what we're trying to do. And with humility, says Derek Prince, he's like, okay, I want to throw a little cold water on you at this stage. Let me do my best, Derek Prince. I do not recommend that you seek the baptism in the Holy Spirit or the Spirit Force or any other spiritual experience unless you are deadly earnest with God. Otherwise, you should stay out of it because your condemnation will be all the greater and your problems will also be all the greater. Holy Spirit baptism is not an exciting picnic organized by the Sunday school department, nor is Spirit Force. We put ourselves in extreme danger if we do not approach it in the right way, and if we do not rightly relate it to other things in our spiritual experience. With humility, I want to let you know that I have experienced the baptism and lived in it for well over 40 years. In that time, I have seen the wreckage that comes from the failure to relate this thing rightly to the rest of the Christian life, this experience and testimony. Let me briefly give you a few words of warning. Baptism is not forced, neither is the Spirit force. So he goes on, and he talks about the Holy Spirit not being a dictator, that the Holy Spirit is our comforter and our teacher, and he makes you do two things. Anyway, I'm going to continue in this. I don't want to read because talk radio gets really boring when you read too much. I'm learning that. I'm learning that from other people. But it's a war. You know, my grandfather went through hell before he died. And one of the other projects that we're going to be doing as well is to bring back Don Basham's teachings, who worked with Derek Prince, which, by the way, that is our connection to Steve Quayle, many other fringe Christians. That's where, you know, people should pay attention to this because we're not just messing around. Are we, Johnny? Are we just messing around? No. Some people think we're just silly boys, just playing games, playing video games.
You know, and I think Derek Prince was there's different opinions about that. Some of the most conservative Bible teachers that I've listened to and learned from believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a separate thing from salvation, the salvation experience, the sinner's prayer, and all that. Later, you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, which is different than getting baptized with water. And usually you get baptized from somebody who's really has the Spirit, like usually a pastor or some elder. And, you know, if you talk to Peter Goodgame, you have them lay hands on you and baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Now, other opinions are that, like Steve Gregg would say, that the Holy Spirit and baptism all happen at once when you're baptized in water. But, I mean, there's really good teaching otherwise, that it's a separate thing. And I think that's what Derek Prince was talking about. He's talking about, look, you get baptized in the Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you don't do it right, and you, like, mess up or whatever, you're going to have problems.
And that's where people need to realize this isn't a game. It's not a joke. But at the same time, as we're starting to – and this just – I mean, this is in my mind constantly now, that we're really beginning to know the existence of technology that is just not in our paradigm. It just done gone ain't in our paradigm. These weird cube sphere things that – float around, and they do like 30,000 miles, and they just turn on a dime, which would kill the pilot. They're out there for over 18 hours a day, which is impossible for an aircraft. They have no exhaust plumes. There's no pilot. This is technological, obviously, but it's also spiritual. Like all the new age gurus and stuff, they go out there in the park and they're like, let's summon a UFO, and then there's a UFO.
Oh yeah, that's in Oregon here.
That too.
We can do that.
Yeah,
yeah, the ranch where you go up and – what's this? Gilliland. James Gilliland.
Oh, you mean in Portland? You actually see people do that?
No, he's across the river in Washington. Like he's about 30 miles away. Yeah, the James Gilliland Ranch. That's what you're talking about. You can go there.
Okay.
The only people they don't want are hardcore Christians.
Wow.
Not welcome. Isn't that weird?
I know, and that's why we need to do a show soon and get your time travel testimonies and just the different things that you've experienced with Bigfoot and UFOs.
Yeah.
A lot of cool things.
It would be fun, but, you know, I mean, the spirit force, I mean, I'm just trying to, like what it looks like in my mind from what you've been talking about is that there's all these, like, superheroes out there now that are in the spirit. We got, like, Tony Floyd and the Flying Penguin and
– Floyd.
Yep, and a lot of these guys that are really heavily in the spirit, they're like superheroes, and you kind of wanted to assemble all of them into the Spirit Force, thespiritforce.com. thespiritforce.com, that's thespiritforce.com. Do I have your vision right, or am I off?
That's basically it. It's an assembly. It's also it's about family. You know, Jennifer's here with me, just patiently putting up with us, just talking and talking. And it's about really reaching back to our roots. It says in the Bible, the first commandment, honor your father and your mother. Well, we want to honor what they did. And when I'm holding in my hand this book from Derek Prince, you know, I want to see all of Don Basham, my grandfather's books, on these accessible little ebook reader things, and we want to write books and publish them and continue today, because nobody wants to just read something from hundreds of years ago that isn't being lived out today. So I don't think we need to all go back to the discipleship movement and do what they did and all go to church and assemble at church. I think what it is a spiritual assembly of warriors and people like you, Johnny, that are really hubs in the whole movement of Fringianity. There's other hubs, too, that we want to network with, too. And it's all about humility and lifting each other up, and most of all, walking with God every day. You know, even if it's just one Bible verse per day, you don't have to be a freaking spiritual guru guy that just does nothing but read the Bible all day. Hopefully you know your Bible already. If not, you need to get off of this podcast and just read your Bible. But a lot of us have – I mean, Johnny, you've read the Bible for ages, and a lot of us have spent tons of time reading the Bible. And we wanted to talk about kind of the foundation, which is the base. And then, like, let's say you're on Mars and there's nothing except for your colony. Wouldn't you want to have, like, a foundation in who you are as a human, as God's child, what your faith means, what God can do for you? What?
Yeah, and I would also want to have family and a Justice League type spirit force,
right,
to belong
people
to.
People that are with you today,
yeah.
Not just like in name only, like you're Catholic, I'm a Catholic, bye. But, like, people like Johnny that'll walk with you, and people that will put up with your rants, and et cetera.
I think if I was on Mars, I would get my laptop out and go to thespiritforce.com. That's thespiritforce.com. That's thespiritforce.com. That's what I would do.
Bookmark it. We haven't actually put any content on there, but we're going to have a pretty cool logo thanks to awesome community working with us. And no, we also need to promote all the other things on the Fringe. But what we're doing is kind of – it's going to be the Spirit Wars content out there, and it'll be easier to find. We're doing a little – an experiment with Pippa, which we'll be sharing those links as well. Nothing's really changing. We're still on the Fringe Radio Network, Spreaker. Everything's pretty much staying the same, except we want to really brand this new – I see it as a movement that kind of connects with Trump's Space Force and how all the military is kind of slowly being gathered in. They're calling it the smallest branch of the military, but God knows what they've already been doing out there, the secret space program, you name it. And when you go into the Fringe Radio Network and you listen to all these episodes and go on YouTube and, you know, get your education about what's been happening – and the satanic ritual abuse, you know, that Russ Dizdar is dealing with, that we were on William Ramsey Investigates yesterday. There's so much that we can talk about, but other people are handling that. We kind of want to see, you know, the Avengers or the Justice League come together. So, and what was that show that you mentioned, the Dark Horse Comics show that's really got a good motif for us.
Oh, yeah. Johnny. That's my favorite. Legends of Tomorrow. That's my favorite.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes. It's my favorite show on Netflix. It's a DC Comics. It's got all the superheroes. There was this captain of a time ship, Rip Hunter. He goes out and he captures all these superheroes and makes a team, a force, to fix the timeline. They fly around in their time ship. And Spirit Force reminded me of that. I thought, hey, this is kind of like Legends of Tomorrow. TheSpiritForce.com. TheSpiritForce.com. Once again, that's TheSpiritForce.com. Don't forget the. It's not just a Spirit Force. It is the. It is the. TheSpiritForce.com. So, if you are a spiritual warrior, you know, if you like, are you on YouTube doing stuff like In the Spirit, like Tony Floyd or the Flying Penguins?
Right. Yeah, we are on YouTube right now, actually, as well. But the audio might not be the best. Go to Fringe Radio Network for the best audio on Spreaker. We're pitching so many things.
But anyway, if you're a spiritual warrior in that battle, contact Michael Basham. Go to thespiritforce.com. That's thespiritforce.com. That is thespiritforce.com. And hook up with Michael Basham and join the team. Join the Spirit Force, because you're assembling an army, are you not?
Yeah, it's just happening organically. I mean, we started this thing back in 2012, and it was really just putting out kind of like the Basham Report or whatever broadcast or whatever post to the free media that's available online while I was in Taiwan and while I was studying, listening to your show and other shows. And over the years, we've established connections, relationships with people like my wife. You can meet your wife through this, maybe, or your husband, or your future, you know, pet. Maybe there's a dog listening, or there's a lizard that wants to be adopted. That's listening. Never know. Or an alien. Maybe there's a reptilian out there. You never know.
I forgot about that, Michael. You met your wife on the Fringe Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. You can listen to Jennifer Christine, the Melchizedekian superconductress episode back, like, I don't know, when was that, honey? Like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago.
And now we're pregnant. You know, she's having her baby. We're having a baby in October, probably. The show must go on, though. She stood behind me as we've been pretty much working like day and night. And this is – we just have a few hours today together. And she's like, oh, honey, you go ahead and do it. Okay, it's all right. And we're doing it, man. It's a serious thing. And we want to equip the next generation of warriors in the spirit. And we might be talking to soldiers. We have you know, we have Eugene Hammonds, we have Marcus Bandy, men that have actually put their lives on the line to serve the country. A lot of these people are listeners, and we've met them through this, and there's more people. I mean, every day they're just like, oh, you got a podcast? Ooh, I want to listen to that. And then, you know, I see them pulling up their phone, and it's like, you're on iHeartRadio, and oh, here's your iTunes feed. And it's like, yeah, we got to get on more things. And so assembling – some of those people are not just listeners. Some of them are active participants in the warfare. And speaking of which, Derek Prince talks about this too, that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, what we're getting into here is not a substitute for any other provision of God. God has not given us any one experience that will do anything, that will do everything. And the sixth chapter of Ephesians, if you put all six pieces of armor on, you're covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. But if you omit one of them, you're no longer fully protected. So if you forgot your helmet, but you have the shield, the boots, the sword, the girdle, the breastplate, most of your body is covered, but your head is open to the enemy's attack. The thought life of many Christians is not covered for this reason. They suffer head wounds and lose the power to manipulate the sword and the shield. They have only five pieces when they should have six. So we're going to update that to think about present-day technology. You know, Paul didn't know about F-15, F-16 fighters and aircraft carriers and spaceships. The strongest military unit in Paul's day was the Roman soldier. So all we're doing with Spirit Force and all these different visions and things is updating it, upgrading it into the present-day language, which is Star Wars, let's just be honest. You watch a beaten-up Millennium Falcon with all those battle scars and, you know, it's like falling apart, but it's still the symbol of freedom of the rebel army against the Empire. That's kind of what everybody that is joining this is like. There's no salary. There's hardly any money to be made. There's just almost nothing but heartache as you watch your friends die in battle a lot of the time. But there's the spirit of unity and brotherhood and fellowship and community with other people who are willing to put their lives down on the line to fight the good fight of faith. So, but still, we're going to be, you know, sharing a lot of these foundational principles, and look forward to Don Basham material as well, as I've been connecting back up with my aunt and uncle here in Hawaii. And even a lot of the old brethren that I knew from the family, some of those guys are really strong fighters, faithful Christians. It's just the group died and, you know, people turned to crime. But there's a lot to do. There's more than I can do in a day. So I get so happy to see your show live interviewing people when I'm doing a shift. Or Kingdom Talks, Gil Hodges, Going Strong, you know, Berlin Newbie and his lovely wife, Adina, and they're interviewing like everybody under the sun. Watching William Ramsey's feed, Canary Car Radio, and hundreds of other shows, it just excites me to see wow, everybody's out there on one front somewhere, some battlefront, pushing ahead. So how can we connect them up? How can we do our part? So that's kind of where our show is going to go. And as we interview people and continue into the spirit, getting dreams, visions, our books, everything, we're going to connect it all up on the new website. So thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Spirit, yeah. TheSpiritForce.com. TheSpiritForce.com. That's TheSpiritForce.com. Michael Basham, what is the URL to the Spirit Force?
Are you talking about TheSpiritForce.com, Johnny?
I'm talking about TheSpiritForce.com.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Oh, very good.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Spirit Force. Spirit Force. Spirit Force. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thespiritforce.com. That's where everybody wants to go right now. Thespiritforce.com. That is thespiritforce.com. It's not just a spirit force. It is thespiritforce.com. It's like I have a drill, right? Right, Michael?
It's a mantra. It's a spiritual mantra. It's awesome.
It's like I have the spiritforce.com drill. Thespiritforce.com. Thespiritforce.com. Thespiritforce.com.
All right. Keep mantering it out.
And Michael.
And it's like
Michael's assembling an army. So if you are a spiritual warrior, then contact Michael. Go to thespiritforce.com. Get a hold of Michael or find him on Facebook or bashasham@gmail.com. B-A-S-H-A-S-H-A-M. Bashasham@gmail.com. Yes. And join the Spirit Force. Because Michael is assembling an army, is what I believe.
Bashasham. Right? We're bashing a sham every day. If you can just bash one sham per day, you're doing pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to thank people on Facebook that are popping in here from Taiwan and Rossi McDonald, Justin, Eddie Reno, got you before. Yeah, the Legends of Tomorrow, and that's kind of what we're doing. We don't really know where this is going, except that as we do it every day with every spare moment, sometimes literally like half asleep or, you know, halfway dead, we're still going to broadcast. We're still going to assemble more warriors. And what do we do with you guys? Well, obviously, we're very thankful for some of the Patreon supporters, people that have donated things like this office, things in this office. We're working towards greater professionality. But when you look back at the Fringe mothership, a lot of people have gone back and they've started their own shows. And we're really looking for people to put out their own voice, their own message, and you instantly already have a community of other podcasters and warriors. I mean, look, Michael Heiser's material has been featured many times, and a lot of great Fringe Christians. It's like you get to start from there, you know? Rebecca Lemke, like some of these podcasters, they kind of come and go for a little while, but the feed is still there, the material, the content, all of that assembled together. It's like you're stepping into this battle station that just has endless array of weapons and mantles and too much to count, really. So much to grow from. And people that call me sometimes, one gentleman, Peter French, gives me a phone call out of nowhere. And he's like, hey, I've been listening to you for a few years and finally wanted to reach out. And it was the same feeling as when I first called you, Johnny. I was like, am I talking to Johnny of the Iron Show? It's like listening to the show, except he's listening to what I say. Whoa. And I had one of these guys call me, and he was like, I've been listening to you. And then they were so excited to just get to have a conversation. Well, that's something that that humbles me a lot, and that I want to continue to pass through other people, that their voices would get out there, that they would reach people that we would never reach, and then more people will be affected by that. You know, there's a real strength in just encouraging people to not give up, especially when you go through the darkness of this fallen world, you know. And it's a long-term fight. It's a marathon. It's not a one day, it's all over type thing, which is why we're building this from scratch right now in a way. But yeah, brother, it's exciting. And do you want to share anything else in the last few minutes here? As this is kind of just an announcement episode, but
well, I would like to get people to go to thespiritforce.com. That is thespiritforce.com. Once again, that's thespiritforce.com. And I would like them to go there, and I would like them to listen and to you. And I'd like them to go to thespiritforce.com and hang out and see what you're doing. I mean, it's just getting built right now. So if you go there now, you'll see that it's just forming. It's just now forming. We're actually having a professional artist work on the logo. And keep that in your browser. Bookmark that, thespiritforce.com. Bookmark that bad boy. Go to thespiritforce.com. Hit your bookmark thing. And make sure that you have that bookmarked so you can return. Because within a few months, it's going to be a big deal. I mean, Michael is assembling an army and a family. So that's what I have to say. I believe in your vision, and that's why I'm here. I believe in the Spirit Force. Oops. Spirit Force. Bum, 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 bum. Thespiritforce.com.
Right. We got the intro now. That's it. I mean, we're just going to use that.
Okay.
Look, we eat everything, guys. It's really one last quote from Derek Prince.
Yeah.
And because it's connecting up to getting equipped with the Holy Spirit. It's not about
being a, ooh, I have a lovey, happy feeling of a mystic-y whatever. Honey, what was that weird cult that you met, that Japanese Buddhist cult?
I don't know what it's called.
She finds this guy passes her a book that has all the names of all the different aliens, the reptilians and the blah, 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 bedemians. And it's just like you read it and it's just nothing but like copy paste from Buddha with lovey, happy feelings and aliens. And there's this, it's a huge thing. It's a worldwide cult. And you know what Derek Prince here is talking about? You know, some people say, well, brother, I've got love. I don't need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I don't need to hold a spirit force updated what God's got for me today. Then he says, experience has taught me to question how much love the people who speak like that really have. I would say love is shown mainly in action and not by assertion. Even so, the reasoning is unscriptural because the Bible says that we should have love. We should have both. Love is not a substitute. And why the heck did this thing turn off all of a sudden? Oh, I forgot where the button was. Let me just channel Derek Prince. He's going to kill me. He's going to say, you're not supposed to channel people from the spirit world.
That is true. That is true. We don't need any channelers.
Yeah, just kidding. He's like, love is not a substitute for the gifts of the spirit, but the gifts of the spirit are not a substitute for love. So this I say to you with, you know, 1 Corinthians 12:31, covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So he's like, yes, covet the gifts, and I will show you a more excellent way is a more accurate translation. Because a lot of people are kind of whatever, you know, cafeteria-style Christians, but they don't want to learn about the fact that you can speak in tongues, that you can get prophecy, that you can lay the hands on for people to get healed, etc. The gifts of the Holy Spirit and love. So it's really, it all comes down to love and reaching out to people and not using the gifts in a yucky way like a lot of people I've met, and updating it. And we are going to endeavor to continue to publish and share our audio kind of adventures. You can look forward to those on thespiritforce.com. And then eventually we're going to have those on Kindle and on ebook format that you can listen to. And found out this Kindle has a Bluetooth, so you can download a book that has an audio attached to it and you can listen to the audio. So I'm going to be utilizing the full power of the priestess's voice to make beautiful audio. My wife is in studio with us, if you're listening, to just walk people through that kind of ascension process to get to know Jesus, like in a way that is, you would say, imaginary if you were totally carnal and practical and anti-spiritual. But for those of us who don't mind to be a little bit crazy, when you speak those words of walking into that garden and going, like Mike Parsons says, you know, and then we went to the dance floor, and then we went to the garden, and then we went to the – and he walks you through it. Well, we want to do that, but we're going to include all the humor and zaniness and wackiness and the spirit of G.K. Chesterton and John McMahon, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like Rick and Morty, but a little bit less disgusting. Although we are going to have pretty disgusting, you know, the visions of battle and gruesome warfare against the demons. I had a friend just message me today that was like, look, you know, I've gone through severe PTSD in the spirit. You know, my soul is in a lot of timeline trauma bonds, you know, this wow. kind of stuff. How do you deal with that? You need to talk with other people that are doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pray for that, brother. And that's where we're going to visualize what happens when you pull someone out of depression or severe, you know, drug addiction or abusive, whatever, or suicide. You might see a part of that person stuck on an alien planet being tortured by zombie centipedes with sticks. You know, you never know. And that we're going to go there and take care of them. So, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Michael is assembling an army of spiritual superheroes, and that might be you. If you're listening, you might be one of them. So contact Michael Basham on Facebook or bashasham@gmail.com, and be sure to go to thespiritforce.com. That's thespiritforce.com. It's not any spiritforce.com. It is thespiritforce.com. and go there and hook up with Michael and join the army, join the family, and get support. And you can even buy a magical sword for like $523 to battle demons.
Yeah, you know what? If God starts giving us magical swords that you can use, then we'll sell them. But I don't want to get lightning bolts. You know?
Yeah, we could get the priestess to make us a magical sword, and we'll copy it and clone it and sell it for $523 each.
We were thinking of doing that with some of those, like, colloidal silver, MMS, monatomic gold. And you know how the New Agers always sell that stuff?
Monatomic gold. I wish I had some real, actual monatomic gold. You know, there's a lot. You know, about that. In there, I'm joking about selling the magical sword for $523. But you could go.
We just give it to you? It costs 523 faith bucks.
Yes,
the currency of the spiritual realm is faith. After all,
yeah, you could go to thespiritforce.com and pick up a magical spiritual Holy Spirit shield and a sword and like some chain mail to put on your chest, right? And some magical. Holy Spirit goggles so that you can see all the demons so you can whack them, right?
You never know. I mean, you know, we could actually go to town with this stuff, and I used to have, and I think I still have somewhere, one of those ghost hunter reader things.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, you could go and get a spirit detector.
Yeah, we'll get a spirit detector. Yeah. Walk around, like, in the countryside at night and just be like, uh-oh, it's red, it's going red. I'm getting some readings here. And then you have to, like, pull out your Bible and, like, quote some scriptures and then pray this prayer from Dan Duval Ministries or something.
I'm joking about the magical spirit swords and stuff. But as a metaphor,
wife isn't. She likes that idea.
I know. I do, too. I do, too. I don't mean it's magical like occult magical. I mean magical like supernatural Holy Spirit power. And
God is not above using relics.
Yeah.
And people obsess over them because people are carnal and pagan, most of them. But when you have a napkin from the Apostle Peter,
Paul, it was a rag. People, yeah.
That actually has worked even in recent times. We're going to assemble also a lot of these stories, a lot of these testimonies of people teleporting, time traveling. You know, I had a dream the other day where I was at work, and instead of our usual uniform, everybody was wearing these Hawaiian shirts, and it was so vivid and so real and so – I don't know. And I went to work, and I was like, hey, are we going to change the uniform soon? Like, because in the dream, I was wearing the present-day uniform, but everybody else was wearing Hawaiian shirts. And I was like, what's up with this? And Obama was president and all this other stuff. And then the manager was like, oh, yeah, we used to do that. We used to all wear Hawaiian shirts here. I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay, maybe I just time traveled or something.
Yeah,
I was talking to all these people. You know, that's a part of the warfare. A lot of it is extra-dimensional stuff, traveling into other timelines and stuff. It's very interesting.
Yeah, what does the Bible say about dreams? What does God say about dreams? I'll tell you what the Bible says about dreams. I'll tell you what God says about dreams. He says, I visit men once. Yeah. Even twice each night in their dreams, but they do not listen.
Wow.
So maybe we could be the ones who listen. And I know Michael Basham is definitely listening.
Well said.
He's definitely listening. And if you're listening, go to thespiritforce.com. That is thespiritforce.com. It's not just any spiritforce.com. It is thespiritforce.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Share one more thing. Is that okay? Do we have time?
It's your show.
Are we broadcasting on Spirit Wars right now? Or?
Yes, we are.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I got a little message from Randall Luffman, who's actually listening right now. God bless you, brother.
Hey,
and
Randall.
Amanda, thank you. All of you guys, thank you so much for being riding along with us and all of your help. It just means so much. And Randall sent me this vision. I hope it's okay that I share this. He said – I told him I would. So, but we did that broadcast on Aleister Crowley and G.K. Chesterton with William Ramsey yesterday. And Randall heard it and he was like,
I had this run-in with the god Horus, in which I saw, in my opinion, that he died. It wasn't recent. He said, I just remembered it while listening to your broadcast on Crowley. There are certain experiences I risk losing the memory of because I have no paradigm in waking life through which it is acceptable to express the...
Oh, I lost you. Oh, bummer. Yep, you dropped out. Okay, everybody. Go to thespiritforce.com. We lost... There, are you back? Oh, I lost Michael. We are reconnecting. There is a bad network connection right now. We are reconnecting. But please go to thespiritforce.com. That is thespiritforce.com. Once again, that is thespiritforce.com. That's thespiritforce.com. Once again, it's thespiritforce.com. And don't forget thespiritforce.com. Don't forget thespiritforce.com.
Awesome.
Go to thespiritforce.com and bookmark that bad boy. And once you're at thespiritforce.com, you can look around, see what Michael's doing. He's slowly building the site. It's just a baby right now, but he's assembling an army. It's an army.
Hey, man, we're assembling an army and a family, right? John Oof Coins. Hello, man. That's what we're doing. Welcome. And I got cut off there, but it was so great. I love it when people share their visions, their dreams, their revelations.
Yeah.
In response to the show, it means so much because that's, you know, it's been said often recently, and I believe this is true. It's not really in the Bible, but my soul resonates with it, that your spirit, like your body, craves food, like this amazing, amazing food that my wife made today. It was awesome. Turkey, cheese, pumpernickel, and spinach.
My mom used to make that.
So good. But like your spirit actually craves revelation. So when you pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you or to someone else, if you don't have the faith for it, hey, someone else is probably getting a revelation that you can draw from until you start getting them. And that is how your spirit feeds. You know, it talks about when your soul is all dried up, and, you know, there's a lot of scriptures about just the malnutrition of the spirit and the soul. So when you pay attention to what God is sharing, and when we share that with each other, hey, Katie Duncan, that's really the food that will nourish. And, of course, the word of God is how man will live by every word of God, every word. So that includes whatever God is talking to you right now, you know, and it might be on one of them their shows.
Yeah, remember when the apostles tried to hand Jesus some food and he said, "Nah, I'm good. I have food that you don't know about."
Exactly. Yes. Doing the will of the Father as well. There's a lot of things it talks about as food, right?
Oh yeah.
And sometimes praying for people, fellowshipping with people, you know, there's a lot. There's a lot of ways. So amen.
All right. Well, everybody,
thank you, brother.
In closing, I want everybody to go to thespiritforce.com. That is thespiritforce.com. Once again, thespiritforce.com. It's the Spirit Force. It's the Spirit Force. It's the Spirit Force.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Love y'all.